Madam President, before I come to speak about legislation we are going to be voting on shortly, I wanted to mention today's significant Supreme Court decision to protect the LGBTQ community and Americans from discrimination in the workplace. This is a very important step forward. Gay, transgender Americans should not face discrimination in the workplace or live in fear of losing their jobs simply because of who they are. And it's an important step forward, but it is also long overdue. My home state of Washington has been a leader on this issue for decades. But just think, until today, June 15, 2020, we had no nationwide rules against firing an employee or harassing someone at work for being gay, lesbian, bisexual, or trans. That is just wrong. And the LGBTQ plus and Americans still face discrimination in far too many areas of life. Public accommodations, housing, education, and some federally funded programs. We have proposed legislation that would be, I believe, comprehensive civil rights and anti-discrimination legislation to pass to help protect this community. The House has passed this legislation, and I believe it's time that the Senate pass this legislation. Leader McConnell and the Republicans should take the Equality Act out of the legislative graveyard and get it onto the Senate floor. I join my colleagues, Senators Merkley, Baldwin, and others today who are calling on Senate action on this important issue. So again, I want to emphasize how important and fundamental I think this decision was and how challenging and disappointed I am that we've had legislation to protect this community that we could have passed decades ago.